Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 15th of September of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1928, Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin while studying influenza, which was not what the project was, Alexander Fleming, so he got a fail mark despite saving thousands of lives, millions of lives into the future. And on this date, in 668, Eastern Roman Emperor Constans II was assassinated in his bath at Syracuse in Italy, after which no Roman emperors ever bathed again, making every Roman bath a piece of satirical comedy. Your guest today on the podcast is Dr. Professor Matt Kirshen, time traveller and hands-on historian. Welcome back to the show.
It's nice to have been here.
Coming up today, you'll be bringing us our top story, which is an autumn/fall fashion exclusive, depending on whether you say autumn or are wrong. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Wiggles government in Italy has launched a new political podcast for its core constituency of babies who accidentally voted on iPads. Called Piccolo Mussolini, the podcast aims to educate toddlers in the fundamentals of statecraft, giving them a head start on their fascist future. The Blue Wiggle has made a statement to the press saying, quote, "At some point, we will achieve the ultimate goal of all politics, which is to have an actual baby as president." How do you feel about the Wiggles government, Matt?
I'm mostly in favour of it, but I'd be more in favour of a traditional government that also sings and dances for children.
Fair, but if you had to choose between the two?
If I had to choose between the two, I would definitely choose a traditional government, but all wearing matching multicoloured dungarees and really barely coordinated dance routines.
Well, I mean, the Wiggles government, despite its accidental election, has done a pretty good job, other than, of course, the massive coronavirus spread caused by Dorothy the Dinosaur's hugs tour of the nation, which they all admit was a mistake.
Well, it's easy to be wise with hindsight.
It is indeed. Well, it's hard to have hindsight when your eyes are made of plastic. It's Dorothy the Dinosaur's motto. Meanwhile, a Finnish IT company has developed an artificial intelligence sensor, a font that blurs out curse words and rewrites hate speech and racial epithets as you type them. I hate you, for example, is turned into I disagree with you. This is an example of technology being brought in to do things we used to have to do inside our own heads, like basic arithmetic or enjoying how our breakfast looks. I can't say anyone's going to be particularly pleased to be real-time bodlerized by a robot schoolmarm mashup of a repressed Victorian antiquarian chipping the dick off marble statues and Clippy the presumptuous paperclip. But the way that I feel the world is going, the end result of blurring swear words is inevitably that people will be incredibly upset by everything blurry. And Elon Musk's brain-chipped pigs have escaped from their facility in the dark of night, killing three guards and escaping in a Tesla truck. Musk's corporate militia has been deployed to capture or terminate the rogue porcine androids before they fulfill the mysterious plan that they've clawed into the walls of their cells and which officers are currently attempting to decipher. Musk has refused comment, but the sleekly coiffed lady who acts as the public face of his sinister company has said that the chipped pigs should be easy enough to capture, given that any pig can only ever be 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon at a given time. And that's all the time we have for the news stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Paradux. Paradux, the duck that just met itself from the future. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Why do people even drink coffee anyway?" And he was killed a mere 3 years and 5 months and 3 days after he said that. If only Martin Luther King Jr. had drunk half a glass of water instead of being murdered for his political beliefs, maybe he'd be alive today. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Glarb Light. Join the flow food revolution with Glarb Light. Based on Slurm, the biologically engineered slug compound that creeps into your mouth over the course of the day, Glarb Light does the exact same thing, but more horrifyingly slowly, so you get fewer calories. If you've ever resented the time, energy, and flavor that goes into dieting, Glarb Light is the nutritionally balanced, low-calorie solution for you, if by solution you mean suspension of particles in a semi-sentient slug matrix. Just press the patented slug pheromone Glarb magnet to the back of your throat for 30 minutes and activate the homing beacon, and Glarb Light will find its way into your mouth regularly until you either pass out or begin screaming. Please avoid coming into close contact with any other Glarb or Slurm consumers, as your bodies will meld into a horrifying single unit. And don't forget, Glarb Light also comes in the Flunch option. Flunch is the speed Glarb for home use. Simply install the patented Flunch trebuchet into the corner of any room in your house, and its motion sensors ensure that any time you move past, it will fling our proprietary blend of proteins and other ingredients directly into the back of your throat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section today.
The Last Post.
Top story today, brought to you by the brilliant Matt Kirshen, is an autumn/fall fashion exclusive. You're on the pulse of fashion. Matt Kirshen, tell us what's going on there right now.
Thanks, Alice. I'm also on the pulse of terminology, and I'm an American now. So fall is the correct word. I now laugh. I positively howl at the thought of strange-sounding sentences like, "Look at that old woman. She's had an autumn. Call an ambulance." That sounds ridiculous. You'd never call an ambulance, because in America they're like $14,000. We call an Uber, and we hope they don't charge a blood fee. But this fall, as it is correctly known, retro is coming in strong. And I mean, really retro. Powdered wigs, ruffs, full suits of armor, bathing once a year, shitting in a pot and throw it into the street, dying at 50 because you trusted the wrong egg. They'll all be huge this year. To be honest, most of it, the wig, the ruffs, the armor, etc., all because of the flying shit pots. That's really driving the fashion. When at any moment you could get a porcelain container of fecal matter flung at you from a height, you're going to want some kind of interchangeable head covering. Also, with Zoom and Google Hangouts all the rage, most of the style progress will be focused waist up. We'll be wearing increasingly elaborate hats and ties, while the lower halves of ourselves will slowly atrophy until we start to resemble a particularly dapper sperm. Or Casper the Friendly Ghost, who, let's not forget, was modelled on the most dapper sperm available at the time.
Oh, in some ways, a ghost is always a ghost of a sperm.
It is. Well, you do wonder why more buildings aren't haunted by, I'd say, billions of spermy apparitions.
I mean, that is why God was against masturbation.
Oh, my God. A lot more sperm have died in this building I'm currently standing in right now than I'd say any full humans.
I mean, there's a lot of haunted socks.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, a lot of full humans have also died in here. I've been on quite the murder spree. But then, of course, murder gets me all, well, you know, so I think the ratio still holds.
That's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Today's letter from the editor comes from John. John says, "Hello, Alice, and guest for today." That's you today, Matt.
Sure is.
"Dear Alice, will you please marry me, John?" Dear John, go f*** yourself. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this leap year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're a listener in the other dimension, do feel free to recommend us to your friends or enemies. Your guest today on the podcast was Dr. Professor Reverend Lord Matt Kirshen. Matt, have you got anything to plug?
I sure do, Alice. Can I also just check, by the way, that your letter this then didn't continue, "Will you marry me to my beloved?" In your official capacity as a podcast host and minister.
By the authority granted to me, yeah, by the internet.
To which the answer may well still be f*** you. And I would support
absolutely
you in that.
100%.
I'd like to plug my podcast, Probably Science. It is a weekly comedy and science podcast. I'd love you to listen to that. I'm Matt Kirshen on all the various social media. And also, I'd like to plug ceilings, the only things medically proven to stop God from seeing you in the bath.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. If you can think of any famous people who you'd like to have on this podcast, do tweet them. Hassle them, harass them, but in a nice way that doesn't embarrass me by proxy. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.